This is Radio Kate, and I am here at Ravenswood College for the final day of the Mozilla Fest, Media Freedom and the Web. And it's very early in the morning, and it's Sunday, and I'm tired. But it's okay, because our saviours, Alex and Ben, are here, and they have a very nice, shiny-looking coffee machine. But just hear that coffee. That is grinding beans. And so you look remarkably sprightly. Is that just because you are kind of inhaling the fumes of the coffee you're making, or have you just drunk a lot of it before we got here?
It gets into the skin after a while. And sort of just, you realise after a few years that you are chronically addicted, and that after a little while without coffee, I don't think I would be able to get up at 5 o'clock every morning.
So are you... I mean, you sort of arrived with a coffee machine. Where have you come from? Do you do this all the time?
Yeah, this is kind of what we do. It's based in southwest London. We're a company called Ristretto, and we do mobile coffee events. We sort of roam from one place to the next. Birthdays, weddings, bar mitzvahs, anything you name, we can do it. Bring a self-contained bar, everything's sort of packed down, and yeah, we come in, set up, make coffee for 2 days, and then roll out at the end of it. So, yeah.
So what is either the strangest or the most fun event that you've been to? They could both be the same event, obviously.
I don't know. We're allowed to talk about. We did Battersea Power Station. We did a wedding there. That was pretty cool. There were burlesque dancers and cocktail waiters and us. There's a coffee bar in the back corner.
Rihanna played the night before.
We got the Noisettes, which was a bit disappointing considering the guys before us had Rihanna. So, you know, it swings and roundabouts.
And how are you finding Mozilla Fest?
Yeah, it's absolutely brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It's been really interesting. Got a great crowd. People are really, really into what they're doing, and they're really into coffee as well. And that's why we're here. So
that's because it's really early in the morning.
I want the
little pattern that you make. See? Really pretty little patterns on the coffee. How do you do that?
A little bit of magic. You go down to the crossroads. Some people get the blues. Other people can draw pictures with milk. And I got unlucky one day, I suppose.
I think that's a pretty good skill. I like it. And Ben here, you seem to have an amazing skill of looking at somebody and guessing exactly what coffee they want.
I think it's important to know your regulars at these events, who you see once, ever, and you never see them again.
He's referred to as the Dan Brown of coffee.
That was kind of impressive. Some guy just walked up and stood there and went, oh, it's early. And he was like... Black coffee,
double shot, go.
With one sugar,
choice is the right choice.
and that was right, excellent. Well, anyway, I'm gonna, before it goes cold, or before my little cute little heart shape on my coffee disappears too much, I'm gonna go and drink it so that I can actually start forming sentences properly. Thank you very much.
No problem.